That's the Port Huron Police Chief is with us right now. Chief Joseph Platzer. Chief, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're getting a little closer to spring, I think.
We are a little bit set back this weekend, but yeah. The sun's out.
We'll get there. Let's see. And so springtime is when we start talking a little bit about, a look back at last year. You put together an annual report every year, and that's out now, isn't it?
Correct. So on Friday, Officer Pat Eash completed our 2018 annual report. You can go to our website at www.porthuronpolice.org, and you can pull it up. He did a great job. There's interviews with myself, the captain, Officer Heisman from mm-hmm. the school resource officer, one of our canine officers, Officer Sly. And we go over the stats for the year. We had some increases for calls for service. We saw an increase in the criminal sexual conduct. But then when we started looking into it, there were some factors that we seen the increase. Arsons increased by 160%. Wow. But I don't know if you remember last year we had that gentleman that was setting the dumpsters on fire.
Yeah.
So he set 7 or 8 dumpsters on fire, but he was arrested by our major crimes unit. So that's why you see the increase there. One of the positive decreases this year is our robberies decreased by 14% citywide. And OWI, so operating while intoxicated, increased 38%. Mm. But that's a positive, though. It shows that our officers are out there being proactive. So those were people that decided to drink and drive, or people that decided to consume illegal narcotics. So it's going to be interesting to see if that number goes up this year with, you know, marijuana now being legal.
Sure, absolutely. You mentioned the sexual assault number going up a little bit. What were some of the factors there, do you suppose?
Well, we've seen an increase from reports being sent over to us by CPS, Child Protective Services. Usually when there's a high-profile case like there was last year with Larry Nassar from yep. Michigan State University, we see the numbers increase because more people want to come forward and make the reports. And then when we looked into several of them, we determined that they were classified differently. So those were the increases there.
Something new for the department in this year is body cams. You're starting to use those. How do those work and why the move to do that?
Well, they were approved back in 2014 when Chief Reeves was here. And then the company that we were using, we were having some technical difficulties and they finally went out of business. So when I took over and Captain Kuhn, we made it a priority to continue with this grant-funded project. We're going to a new system called GTAC. They're currently been approved by the City Council. And we've already got them ordered and we're hoping to have them operational by, say, July.
More and more departments are using those now, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, it's a win for our officers. It allows us to see what they're doing. We're transparent with the community, and it shows what the officers are doing day in and day out. And, I mean, it also helps our officers, too, because sometimes people make allegations, and once we look into it, those allegations are found not to be true, and it helps the officers show that, you know, nothing occurred.
We talked a month or so ago about the gun buyback program when it was announced. That hasn't actually started yet, but it does start soon, doesn't it?
Yes. So I just want to remind the citizens that this Saturday, April 6th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the South MOC lot of the Port Huron Police Department, they can bring down any unwanted firearms. Again, I just want to remind people, we're not coming to anybody's house. This is not a violation of anybody's Second Amendment right. It's just that if you have a firearm that you want to get rid of, that if somebody passed and you have it sitting there, we will take it off your hands. We'll give you money for it, and then we're going to properly dispose of it through the Michigan State Police. We're also taking replica firearms, ammunition, all that. So, again, this Saturday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, very good. And as we get closer to the spring and summer months, it's time to start talking about the youth law enforcement academy too, right?
Yes. Yeah, so Officer Dennis Heisman, our school resource officer, I believe he's going to be coming in to talk to you here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think he'll be here Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Okay. But just a reminder that the Youth Academy will be this July 8th mm-hmm. through the 12th, and it's for all students attending high school, not only in the Port Huron area, but the surrounding areas also. And it's a good time for our young youth, our mm-hmm. kids that want to see if law enforcement is for them. It's a week-long structured academy. And Officer Heisman and Officer Phillips does a great job. And last year we had 17 students graduate. We're hoping for 30 this year.
Fantastic. All right. Good luck. And if somebody wants to do that, what do they need to do?
They can contact Officer Heisman. Or they can go to our webpage, PortlandPolice.org, and pick up an application.
All right. Chief, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.